All right.
Carrie's couch. Carrie's couch.
And Justin, you know, when we think adoption, we think baby, 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 baby. We think a brand newborn, a few days, weeks, maybe months old. I'm sure that we must have a huge contingency of children needing to be adopted that are not baby babies anymore. Why do you think that it's the pull to the super baby? Because, I mean, surely we must be trying to also push for the parents to be looking at adopting our children. I mean, our up to 10-year-olds that are sitting in the system.
Harry, yeah. I mean, we've got, we reckon somewhere between 2.5 and 3 million children in our country that would benefit from an intervention like adoption. That's the reality. So we always focus on the abandonments, 3,500 a year, but actually that's low. So we absolutely need to be looking at older child adoption. We absolutely need to be looking at special needs adoptions. And the reality is, because of the process that I've told you about, even with an abandoned child, you're not going to adopt that child at 3 days old or a week old or even a month old. It's probably more likely to be 9 months to a year before the statutory work is complete and that child is adoptable. We've had some babies adopted at 6 months, but that's when everything goes according to plan from a legal perspective, you know. So we need to rejig our thinking slightly. And certainly the 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old children are desperately in need of homes. And that's the work we do at the baby home. You know, we're looking at what was the circumstances of the birth. How can we affect the neural pathways of that child? How can we play a role in the healing of that child so that when a 3, 4, 5-year-old gets adopted, they're an adjusted baby. They're an adjusted life. They can come into a family and physically and emotionally and spiritually, they are ready for life and they're ready to rock it. You know, they're not coming in as a broken child. They're coming in as a healed child, you know. So I would really encourage people to think along those lines, you know, and give it serious thought. You know, baby's not all it's cracked up to be, eh?
Yeah.
Lots of colic, lots of nappies.
Yeah.
Nasty. You know, let us do all that hard work for you. You think about an older child.
I mean, you put it like that. I think about my sister's children, and I definitely think the older they get, the nicer they are, the more you sleep.
Not much. For sure.
So, Justin Foxton, I could probably speak to you for another hour, but if someone right now is listening and maybe they've got more questions or they say, you know what, this is the sign I needed. I've had it on my heart that I was something, and this is the sign I needed. How do they get hold of you if they maybe have a few questions and just want to find out more?
With pleasure. I mean, they can go onto the Baby Home website and there's a lot of details there. Babyhome.org.za.
Babyhome.org.za. Okay.
Babyhome.org.za. They can contact myself or Joe. I would be very happy for people to email me directly as well. And my email is Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, at peaceagency. That's one word. .org.za.
All right. And that's peace, P-E-A-C-E, I presume. Not like the missing piece of your family.
No, that's peace as in opposed to war. Yeah.
Oh. Well, listen, Justin, thank you so much for taking your time to speak to us. And Justin, I really hope that we have a few more children. They're going to find their forever homes.
Well, come on, KZN. We hope so, Carrie. And thank you for your support in this.